Mimi, my girl code.
Yeah.
Always, always, always boost your friends' confidence. Always.
Yeah.
I feel like that is something that friends should do often.
Yeah.
Like, if you see your girl is looking, like, really nice.
Yeah.
Or they, sometimes we have self-esteem issues.
Actually, I feel like most women do, even though we work on it every day to in a way that we convince ourselves to be confident, not to show the insecurity.
And maybe even not women,
I
think like everybody has esteem issues.
Yeah.
But for you, when it comes to your friend, I feel like you are in a certain type of friendship.
Yeah.
And that is a relationship that you need to be reminding them, girl. You're better than that.
Like, you're better than that. I love you, even though this guy is not really showing you how much of a, you know, an amazing person you are, or how much of a beautiful woman you are. I feel like as friends, it's our job as girlfriends.
Exactly.
To boost that confidence in a manner that a man's compliment cannot shake you.
Yeah, it's like a confirmation.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I know. Because you've been told so many times by your friends. It's something that you constantly repeat to yourself. Mm. So I feel like when it comes to a man, it shouldn't be like they're the ones who are boosting your confidence. Mm. It should be us as women. Mm-hmm. We should boost that for ourselves.
Because if you look at relationships, sometimes men tend to take your esteem away.
Yes.
By comparing you to other women.
Yes. And that's another thing.
Yes. Mm. And it will crush you.
It will.
If you don't have those friends who, like, girl, come on.
Come on now.
You're even better than that celebrity.
I know.
You are looking so high, Ash. Like, better than Ule celebrity or that person.
Yeah.
If you have those friends, trust me, you'll be okay. But if you don't, if your friend comes and says, this girl, and you're like, oh, guy, bona anasema hivyo? Guy, by the way, nani anakaa gafiti? And you're like, that is you, like, you're killing your friend.
You're killing your friend.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we should have each other's backs emotionally. Because naturally, we are very emotional.
Yeah, true.
Like, this gender carries a lot of emotions.
You don't know if they usually have emotions.
You know, but at the end of the day, it's about having your girl's back. It's about having each other. That's why I think we have the codes. So that they can be able to, like, draw the line for us. Like, what are the do's and don'ts? It's not even just about the don'ts. Because pia code is a core confused, na? These are the don'ts of how we should relate.
Yeah.
But also the do's. We should encourage each other more. We should always hype each other. We should... Kwanza, your point, the one that you said first about telling your friend if their man is cheating or doing something that is fishy. I feel like many people usually... Your question is on social media. I don't remember where exactly I spotted it, but some women were saying that they would never tell their friend because they're trying to protect them emotionally. I'm like, girl, what are you saying?
What are you saying? You don't love
you
me.
You know, yeah, because at the end of the day, your loyalty is to me, meaning you have to protect my well-being. My well-being sometimes means you have to crush my emotions. You know?
And I'll crush your emotions because I know I'll be there.
Yes. It's like I'm providing a cushion. I'm telling you something that I know is going to break you for a minute, but I'll be there for you.
Exactly.
You know?
But you can't just say, Mimi, I will tell you. Me, I usually know I will tell you because I even had conversations with my workmates and they said, no, don't tell her. You're just going kukosana. Because they knew him because they used to come to my workplace together.
Yeah.
So they knew him and they will be like, muta kosana vibaya. And they were not wrong, but I was like, I better kosana with her. Rather than ni muache, then she contracts some disease.
Yeah.
Nami niliona, who'll feel guilty?
It's you.
Exactly.
Because at the end of the day, you know, even as an individual, as a woman, as a person individually, you have your own rules.
Mm.
So even you would have felt guilty for keeping something, for harboring a secret that you know could cause a grand shift in your friend's life. And you care about this person. Me, I wouldn't keep quiet. Imagine. I can't keep quiet. Alafu, you know, me and you as friends, we have rules, the things we don't accept, like for
exactly.
We don't accept, we don't tolerate,
exactly.
Right? So there's no way I would let somebody do that to you and I would just keep quiet.
Mm-mm.
Keep harsh. Uongo.
No. It's better. Utanikasirikia, but I know you have it in your mind.
Yeah.
As much as he comes over, you'll be thinking about it. Yes, yeah. Women, Kasrike, you're not talking to me, which is bad,
mm-hmm.
but you'll still have it in your brain.
Yeah.
And now you'll answer to question every move. Then you get your answers.
Yeah. No, but guys, we should not even dare let men come between us. If there's one thing I know for sure is that these men can easily go.
Do that.
They can.
And I love how they can go anytime.
They can go anytime, but your friends are going to be there for life.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the right person would never put you in a position where you have to question your friend's loyalty. You know, no, I
Mm-mm.
feel like that is really, really wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So the first girl code was do not talk to each other's boyfriend. No, no.
Mm-mm.
Actually, I remember when I told you that those ridiculous ones online that usually people create as girl code, but it's really ridiculous. It doesn't make sense.
Like
this
what?
Is one of those. Actually, do not talk to each other's crush. Guys, let's talk about now the codes that are just, like, are just
not talk
ridiculous.
To?
Ati, do not talk to each other's crush or boyfriend.
Do not talk. What do they mean?
Do not talk. So it's more like you're not supposed. Oh, but no, I get what they're trying to convey in this Nenika code. I feel like it's having conversations in terms of texting,
But to, if we meet in the street, you say hi, I'll say hi. But no, I will not take my phone and start texting your crush or your ex.
Okay, let's talk about that a bit, by the way. Is it a code? Is it wrong to talk to your friend's ex-boyfriend?
Honey,
mm-hmm.
I feel like when we get to that level, when we know now, you're my best friend.
Yeah.
My bullshit is your bullshit.
Mm.
And when you're not going to talk about... If you come to me and say somebody has wronged you,
mm-hmm.
they've wronged me.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like you as my friend should be talking to my ex about what?
Yeah.
The guy maybe cheated on me or did me bad.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
What if that ex didn't do anything wrong? Does this still apply?
If I'm not talking to them, why are you talking to them?
Hmm.
You're my friend, you're not their friend.
Yeah.
So
what
why?
If you built a friendship while your friend was dating them? You built a friendship, okay, but that also sounds wrong.
Why are you building a friendship with my boyfriend at the time? I don't say it's a bad thing because friends can be friends with your boyfriends.
Uh-huh.
But immediately it's done. Even men also know that.
Mm.
Nikiachana na huyu dim, sitaongea na beshti yake.
Mm, mm.
Kuna those men who are mature enough to know, no, I won't do that.
But this canary is filled with immature ones, so they don't really have those rules.
So for a friend, I feel like, no, don't talk to my ex, because if I find out,
mm-hmm.
we are not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
But I feel... Let's close this.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, I feel like that you have a point, because if you're not friends with your ex, then definitely don't expect someone close to you to also still be friends with them.
Okay.
Like, you've gotten them out of your life. That's actually true. That's very true. So that should definitely be a girl code. You shouldn't talk to your friend's ex.
Yeah, like you're still vibing, you're going to the clubs.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Mm. If you meet them and maybe they didn't break up in a bad way,
mm-hmm.
saying hi is fine.
Mm.
I feel like that those situations that can put you in a position like you don't want to be mean.
Yes,
you don't even have to be mean.
Mm.
Of course, if you cheated on my friend or if you damaged her akia nani. I will ignore you. I will snob you. I will delete your contact. I don't care. If you damage my friend, we're going to have a problem.
I will damage you.
Mentally. That one I have no doubt. But it's actually true. I feel like it's more about having your friends back than trying to fulfill a bond that is not going anywhere.
No.
Isha.
And I have one that always take her side. regardless of who she's up against.
Yeah. Always. But expound on that.
So, this is what I mean. Yeah. For example, you, me, kama nimekosa, or let's say you umekosa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then umeitwa, ama you had an argument with my boss.
Yeah.
Then umeitwa kwa HR. Mm-hmm. Me, I was there like a witness.
Yeah.
Trust me, I'll stick by you. And I'll say, no, mi sikusikia akisema hivyo. Mm-hmm. But I'll talk to you later and say, by the way, you were so, mm-hmm. ulikuwa hivi na hivi. Mm-hmm. But I will always stand by you.
Yeah.
And I'll say, no, she did not do that.
Mm. I agree. I agree big time. It's like the way, it's the same. I can give like a different example of the similar, of this, that similar code.
Yeah.
Where maybe somebody, let's say, for example, maybe a colleague is looking for me and maybe I am somewhere. I told you I'm going somewhere, but I told them something different.
Mm-hmm.
They call you to ask you where I am. Alafu akwambie, ati, no, I've called Joseph. She's told me she's gone to TRM, but aliniambia amenda na wewe, muko na yeye hapo.
Yeah.
Utakuwa like, tuko na, and you don't even, you know, you're not even there. You probably don't even know exactly. Yeah.
My mom usually says, remember which team you're on.
Yeah.
Whose team are you on?
Yeah.
Are you on my team? Because you're my friend.
Mm.
Because tutazeeka pamoja.
Mm.
And we will still be in each other's life.
Yeah.
We mzee tunaweza fika mahali and we divorce.
Mm-hmm.
So, I will always say I'm going to be there for her. Mm. As much as, yes, nitaitwa mahali niambiwe vitu mbaya kuhusu wewe. Then I'll come ask you. Nikombe,
secretly.
Just see, you're not telling me something.
Exactly. But in front of other people,
yes.
You'll actually defend me.
Exactly.
You'll be like, no, you guys, I don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Ni. But then again, tender, Josie, is there something I'm supposed to tell
you? Yes.
You know, like, it's good in front of other people. You just have your person's back.
Exactly.
Have your person's back no matter what. Then,
no matter what.
Out of respect and values that you have with each other, you go and ask them separately.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, what's happening? Is this really true? What is going on? You know? Yeah. At the end of the day, it has to be an in-house thing.
Yes.
We should not show other people that there are problems there. You know?
Mm-mm.
It's because I feel like that rule has mostly been seen in relationships where people tend to be very loyal to their partners. In public, we don't show, we don't, you know, tear each other up. But in private, we're going to really talk about this issue. You know?
Yes.
It's the same thing as friendships. It's not just relationships. It's also friendships.
It's also friendship. It applies to friendship.
Yeah.
So, sani itu ya pombele na, you know how it goes.
Yes.
And we say, oh, just alienda mahali kufanya vitu fulani.
Yeah.
I'm like, ay! Nimekuwa na yeye.
Yeah.
I really don't know what you're talking about.
I've been with her the whole time. What are you saying?
What are you saying? Yeah. We were together the weekend. Then I'll be like, Josie, where did you go?
You didn't even have an idea of where I was. We haven't even probably talked. But at the end of the day, you sound like we've been there. Like we've been together the whole
weekend. Always have your friends.
That is it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like that's what loyalty means. Loyalty doesn't mean that you have your friends back at all the time, even when they're doing something wrong.
No,
sometimes it
no.
means having their back in front of other people, but scolding them in private.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, telling them, trying to set them straight. Because at the end of the day, you love them. You want them to be the best version of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Scold them in private, but in public, show other people the other side. Like, yo, guys, there's nothing to see here.
Like, we are inseparable.
You know, right? But actually, Phil, I feel like we've discussed most of the most important girl codes, right?
Important ones.
Yeah.
What about this one they say? That they always ask your friends before dating their relatives.
Ooh, that's interesting. Damn. Okay, the way they phrased it is not okay. I don't think you should ask. I feel like you should tell them what's going on with you and their relatives. Let me ask you, if in case you fall in love with my brother, and you don't control how you fall in love, right? You fall in love with my brother also falls in love with you. I feel like I would feel so bad if you both kept it away from me. But mostly my friend. My brother probably doesn't even give a fuck. Actually, he doesn't give a fuck. But as my friend...
I know, brother.
They don't care. But you as my best friend, I would expect that you tell me. I won't stop you two from being together. I think the concern people usually have is what if it doesn't work out?
Yes.
You're my brother. You're my best friend. Ni mimi nitakuwa katika chai manendo. You know, I won't even know who's back to have or who's, which side to go to. I think that's the concern people usually have. Mm. But at the end of the day, I have also learned that I should exclude myself from such a situation. Mm. If people choose to date, even though they're close to me, I respect that.
Yeah.
It's you two, mumechaguana.
Yeah.
And I love you both. If you found love in each other, carry on. Mm. If problems arise between the two of you, I'll try to help where I can, where I feel like it's reasonable for me to help.
Mm.
But where I feel like it's just the two of you who can deal with it, I'll leave you two to deal with it. But I'll continue being your sister, I'll continue being your best friend.
Mimi, please don't tell me about all your sexual life. With my brother, no, I will kill you.
Okay.
Don't tell me. You're disgusting.
Oh, yesterday he actually did this.
Oh my God, they'd be like,
he gave me the best head I've ever gotten in my life.
Call, please call me.
Ew.
No, don't tell me.
No.
Because I'll be looking at him at any time he's walking towards me and like, stay away from me.
I know. Actually, after that image in your head, it can't leave your head. You'll be like, ew, absolutely.
But I feel for me, I think we need to be having this conversation as friends.
Yeah.
That, okay, now I'm seeing your brother and I'm like, by the way, your brother is really cute.
Mm-mm. Like, I feel you give hints.
Yeah, I'm giving you hints.
Yeah, the ones that are like, you're developing interest in my
brother.
So
that you can see what your friends will say. Yeah. Kuna wenye wanasema, please don't.
Yeah, they're those ones, but actually, we usually respect that.
Yes.
Like, they're those ones who genuinely don't want. They have their own reasons why they don't, but it's good to also respect. Like, yeah. If they say that, unless situations do change, but, you know, that's a topic for another day. But at the end of the day, I feel like you should be open with your girls. Yes. Tell them that this is what's happening. If it's one of the close people that you're into, let them know.
Mm.
You know, at the end of the day, you need to trust that things will just work out. But akikuja kugundo, you've been having something with their person, their close person, brother, cousin, and you're just not telling them.
I'll be like, did you even think about, will you even murder me? Unaweza niua wewe.
Plus, you know, why would you even think that? Come on. Oh my God.
We'll think about that.
Oh my God.
This one will murder me.
You will overthink, I swear. It will kill you. But yeah. I feel like sometimes even your friend can save you. You know your brother more than
exactly.
I
exactly.
Right? If I keep it away from you and end up getting hurt, I can't blame you. I'll blame myself because I didn't know this guy visually, but you did. You've grown up with him. You know his behavior. You can save me from a major heartbreak because maybe you know your brother is a player. Utakuwa like, "Wewe kijana, by the way, he won't settle." So utakuwa like, "Yeah, I know you like him, but as a friend, I'm telling you." And of course, you can't betray your brother, but you're telling your friend the truth about your brother. Like, he's a player. So, wewe ukitaka, end at your own risk. But I've told you, because I feel like that's what it is. Trust that your friend will guide you and not be against you.
That is the whole point.
Yeah.
What about ile yenye mtu, like your friend is seeing a guy, and the guy starts, say, showing some behaviors,
like anakukatia?
Let's say like Saddam.
Yes.
The behaviors.
Guys, Saddam is a code name for somebody. We are not revealing this information right now. Maybe later in the podcast. We use code names. Anyway, they could be listening and I don't know, so we're using code names.
We have so many names.
I feel like at some point you guys will catch on, but for now, let's keep it PG.
Like, for example, Saddam's behavior and the way he used to say, oh, this, I'm here because of this and this and this.
Yeah, how he was talking. Actually, we can even talk about that one. We can talk about. He was talking about how he has a girlfriend, but he wants to leave his girlfriend.
A wife.
Wife. Mm. Okay. Actually, I'm too quickly. I was too naive. I was too naive. And this guy told me that he has a girlfriend he lives with, and he has a kid with
two kids, Josie.
But the second kid didn't come until how many months later? Okay, was so stupid, guy. So, this guy told me that he's living with his girlfriend. Girlfriend in quotes. And he has a kid at first. But nilikuja kuambia Masi your story, Masi akaniambia, that's not a girlfriend, that's a wife. I'm like, but he told me at it's he doesn't even love her, at he wants me. Guy, how stupid can you get? God, I really remember, guys. I look back and I'm like, apana, no, just
what if, know. What if, Susa, you come in and tell me like that, and I tell you, I'm telling you the harsh truth.
Yeah.
Do you think of that how is, matters are. Yes, mm-hmm. how matters are, because when you're in love, you don't see it straight. Mm-hmm. Somebody else don't know. Now.
Mm-hmm.
So what if I come and say, no, he's a player. Is it my responsibility as a friend to do that?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Because I feel like even when you talked to me through that whole Saddam situation, I was listening to you, but at the same time, I was fighting with my emotions. Because a part of me really, really is into this guy. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I know for sure what Mas is telling me is true. And not because of just what you're telling me, but also the kind of signs this guy is also showing me. Like, you're literally telling me, like, Josie, honor the way he's talking to you. Look at the way he's treating you. Like, atawe mwenyewe zona. So I feel like you should tell me, and because it hurts so much, just be there for me however you can. But, niambie tu.
Does that mean like stick with them in whatever choices they as make. Much as as much as you don't agree with them?
You know, at the end of the day, you can't control. Change. Yeah, you can't change. Not even not on me, but even on you. You care for me so much, right? You know, definitely I'm working towards lover. And I keep insisting on working towards that direction. You're not going to be okay with it. And you'll never be okay with it. And as much as you'll have to accept, but you'll never be okay with it. So meaning, constantly you're going to try and correct me. But then again, you'll be like, it's also your choice.
Yeah.
No, at the end of the day, we're adults. We won't keep backing and backing.
True.
Right? But at the end of the day, I feel like I also owe it to you to listen to what you're telling me. Because I know even me acting in some ways hurts you as my friend.
Because
if I act the way, if I chose to continue with that Saddam situation and I keep getting hurt and I'm crying all the time. Oh my God.
I forgot to be listened.
Excuse me. No, I don't think you'll ever find this podcast. No, but at the end of the day, I'm speaking the truth.
Yeah.
I want it to be an open kind of conversation for such matters. But I feel like if I'd continue that Saddam situation and I continue crying about it and come to you crying, you would be mad at me. But at the same time, utasikia uchungu, like naumia, but you'd be mad at me.
Yeah.
Like I've told you many times. So I feel like even as friends, it's not just about the other person being loyal to you, but also me being loyal to you in terms of listening to what you're telling me, you know?
Quilly.
Yeah. So I feel like it's actually just being considerate of each other.
Yeah.
But anyway, at least that's part one of the girl code. I feel like there's so many things we can discuss, but at the end of the day, we can't exhaust everything like right now in this episode.
Unless they continue it on the chat.
Oh yes. When you guys listen and then give us some angles or maybe more girl codes.
Yes.
We can even do like a video now where we're talking with now other ladies about it.
Yeah.
But this has really been dope.
Thank you for having me on your podcast.
Thank you for coming. She's so polite, guys.
I'm a very polite person.
She is.
People don't know that.
People draw horns on her.
Exactly.
But she'll come in another episode. Definitely I'll have her in many more episodes to come. But for now, we'd like to say ciao. We'll catch you in our next episode. I think the one I'm going to do next is now the man code. Because right now, the bro code. I feel like my friends are going to be on my neck about it now that we discussed the girl code. I feel like now many guys will also have an opinion on bro code now and maybe on what we've discussed as well.
Yeah.
But catch you all in the next episode. This has been Josephine and Marcy.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.